Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
Man, we are going to have a fun hour ahead. We are jumping right back into my wheelhouse.
This is an hour that you were made for, Mr. Kitchen and Bath Designer.
Exactly. Certified kitchen designer. I've been designing for about 30 years now. So this is right in my wheelhouse. I wanted to talk today about kitchen and bathroom design trends. So kind of the first half of the show, we're going to talk about kitchen design trends and where people are going at that. And then the second half, we're going to jump into bathrooms.
Well, and just so that everyone knows, you're not resting on laurels from 30 years ago. You literally bought a house in the last couple of years, and one of the first projects that you did were both kitchen and bath. So you are up to date on the trends, and we're really going to dive into these.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. So, you know, and here's the thing. You know, trends are just what they are. But
they come and go.
They come and go, but there's such a trend in how we live. You know, you think about it. Many homes that you're seeing people do remodels on, for instance, right now, they're remodeling that kitchen. They say the average lifespan of a kitchen is about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are waiting like 30 years before they dive into that. You know, it's got that 80s flair to it. But you got to think about how we lived in the 80s. Microwaves were kind of new.
Yeah. There wasn't really a spot for them in the kitchen.
There was a microwave cart.
Yep.
You know? And so you think about how things are. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make is when they go to do that kitchen remodel, for instance, they just kind of recreate the space they had.
Because that's what they're used to.
That's what's in their mind.
That's
what they're used to. Yeah. That's all they see. So that's why I always recommend is one of the biggest steps is to get that kitchen designer or bathroom designer to help you get through the process. Even if you're doing this as a DIY project, dive in, spend the time. You'll be good. You'll get that money back that you pay for that designer. And maybe you're not paying for the designer. Maybe they are wrapping up the cabinet package within that. So that's really one of the biggest things you can do is bring in that professional, because a kitchen designer takes years of training and then years of experience to be halfway decent at their job. And it takes a lot of years for them to fine tune that craft.
Well, you also have to think about it as a designer, and I'm sure that you understand what I'm saying because this is what you do, but they're going to walk into that kitchen or that bathroom or any room and look at it completely different than the owner, because the owner's like, oh, well, I use this countertop space for that and that and that, and the designer comes in and goes, no, it'd be better to have this set up here. You have more counter space over. They've seen this so many times, and you might be abrasive to those changes, but trust me, they know what they're talking about.
It's funny. Most of the time when I've walked in and went, how about we do this, this, and this, what's the first thing they'd say? Can we do that?
Of course.
Of course we can. You know, of course there's going to be budget constraints and those kind of things. But even if you're trying to do, you know, what I call a fluff and buff, which is you're just going to put things back where they are. You're just going to do an update.
Upgrade.
New stuff, but just not going to think outside the box at all. Even at that, there's a lot of things you can do to use that space efficiently like it was 2021 and not 1982.
or the way that they felt about it in 1982 when they put that kitchen in, because now you've modernized it, you've brought it forward into the current time.
Well, you think about it. Let's talk about appliances as a great example. We have such different world of appliances we did back then.
Technology is crazy now.
Oh, yeah. You know, back then you had the refrigerator, you had a vent hood, you had a range, and you had a dishwasher.
That's it.
That's it. Now you've got refrigerators with two different ice makers in them that can communicate with you when you're at the grocery store. They will text you or call you when they're out, when the door's left open too long. I mean, there's so many different things that happen. You know, you get into ranges. Now you've got the range talking to the hood, and you're like, what are you talking about? When you turn some brand, you can turn the range on to go cook something, and it goes, oh, you're turning that on medium-low. Great. I'll turn the fan on medium-low to vent that. So those are all things that you're starting to see. You've got a dishwasher that'll automatic order from, you know, Costco, Amazon, Walmart, wherever you order your detergent from. It goes, oh, you're getting low on detergent because I know when you bought it last. I'm going to order you more.
Or put it on your list that you see when you go to the store the next time.
So there's all these different things that happen. You know, you can get a range that'll do a sous vide now that you know, you can go in and really do some high-end cooking. There's steam ovens. There's air-frying ovens. You know, there's just so many different things out there. Built-in coffee makers. You know, the list goes on and on on.
All the Keurigs and the Instapots. And like, there wasn't a thought to have counter space for those kind of things back in 1982. We need to think about those now.
And the storage for them. So, you know, really, the appliance world has changed so much, and we just understand the health of the kitchen a lot better too. You know, you think about it, you know, how many times did they not put range hoods that vent outside? And now in most states it's required. If you have a house right now and you're not even remodeling it, if you've got a range hood that kicks air back into the room, fix it. That's a great DIY project. Or if you don't want to tackle it, get that heating and cooling professional, come in there and run that outside. There's no reason to have a recycle hood and put all those bad chemicals off your cooking back inside the house, or even worse, a gas range to put all those gases back in your house. That's not good. It's not safe. That range hood, no matter what, always has to go outside.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about all the grease and debris and everything that gets sucked up through the hood. It's got to go somewhere. And if you're throwing it into the attic, you're just asking for trouble.
Well, our friend Carolyn Bozowski made this comment to me early on when she was on the show. She says, Eric, if you don't vent that range hood out, you're taking a clean air environment and you're making it have the outdoor polluted air quality of New Delhi, India, inside your home.
Ugh.
So you have so much particulate matter in there if you're cooking that you're going to have literally smog inside your house.
And probably not even really notice it.
No. So it's just one of those things you want to control and take care of it. So just think about that a little bit, that, you know, those are some of the basics. But when it comes down to kitchen design trends, there's some great, great things to think about. You know, there's colors and textures. We'll talk more about that later. But really, when it comes down to the basics, I want you to think about some things first. Kind of what color do you want it to be? Do you want it to be light? Do you want it to be dark? As you're starting to plan this out, but really figuring out what appliances you have to have. So many people are like, oh, I want to do this. I want the big chef range. I want a cooktop and double ovens.
Do you have the space for that?
That's the thing. Figure out what you want to do first and then try to get that designer to work with you to make that fit into the space. Appliances are a big budget item. They're as big as sometimes as cabinets and or countertops, depending on what you're doing. Those are all important things that you can really get lined out. But get those figured out early. That way you can take a look. It might take you 6 months to get the appliance you want right now anyway. So get it figured out and get it on order. That way you know it's coming. And that's an important key right there, because in today's shortages, I'll be honest, I want to see everybody have all the materials on site first.
Before you even drill a nail,
before you even do tear out, I want to see you have all the products that are going to be there on the job site, because otherwise you're going to be in a world of hurt. I've ordered stuff and I thought it was going to be next day, and all of a sudden it's weeks out, and quite frankly, it's not going to get cheaper anytime soon. I just saw the other day, it was Tuesday this last week, I saw overnight Home Depot's price on 7/16 OSB.
Just can't stop talking about OSB. It's just a common, I know.
But it's a common building product out there, and it's a good barometric pressure of where we're at out there. It went up $10 overnight. It went up as a price increase overnight the price it was a year ago. Think about that.
And there's no telling when it's going to come down.
I don't know. We've got a lot of things going on that. So get things locked in. You're seeing cabinet companies out there that because of COVID, because of shortages, you're seeing what was 4-week lead times are now 8-week lead times. I'm not trying to discourage people from doing it, but you need to be prepared for this. So moving forward, when we talk about trends, just make sure that you can find it and get it to your job site to fit within schedule. Be a lot better off that way.
And do it before you even start, because you don't want to be sitting on a project for a month waiting for two items to show up that should have been here 3 weeks ago, but now you've got to wait. Your whole project's on hold, and an entire part of your house can't even be used right now.
My brother had a KitchenAid refrigerator that's supposed to be on in the first week of January. Day before delivery, the appliance store comes up and says, oh, by the way, didn't show up in the truck, but we have a new ship date for you. It'll be May 25th. So, of course, he found another one from another brand that was locally, and that's just what it was.
Was able to get it much sooner.
And I'm not picking on any brands. This is just something that's happening out there, so you want to be really careful with that. So make sure as we talk through this planning stage to make sure that you've got that figured out, because I want you to not be behind the eight ball and have a project tore up and not have things coming. You're better to wait it out and get the product there so you don't have that torn up job site for months on end. More of Around the House after these important messages.
What's up? This is Stick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Your home improvement source every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, make sure you catch us on social media out there. Maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's me over talking on Clubhouse. We're everywhere out there, so don't be shy. Say hi out there. And then make sure you hit us up on the Facebook, not Facebook, but on the website, aroundthehouseonline.com.
Absolutely. That's where you'll find the home base for the podcast. When it gets posted to the website first. You'll also find our store and the phone number right there at the top, where you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our number is 971-233-8992.
You got it. We've been talking kitchen design trends right now. And, you know, here's the thing. Right now, we're starting to see some major shifts in color. And it's one of those things that has been really, really popular. You know, you saw a huge rush of white and gray cabinets, you know, over the last probably 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they've been going, going, going. Before that, it had been cherry, you know, and there was maple. Now I think we're getting into more color. So maybe you're going to still see those white cabinets or gray cabinets or other colors. You're starting to see blue cabinets, maybe a dark blue, or even a more dusty blue. You're seeing the greens. Color is big right now. So if you're thinking about that gray kitchen, that was a few years ago that the grays were hot. Grays are always going to be in to some extent. But what you want to keep, you know, you want to have balance. You know, you don't want to turn around and do a kitchen that is grays and marbles and you got so many different things going on. You know, it looks like Liberace's kitchen. You got to have things kind of toned back. You know, that kind of Hollywood Regency look that you see out there that was big 5 years ago is kind of long gone. There's some different things out there, but really that's style-wise, you're seeing things that are really classic. You're seeing some really cool colors, bright colors, mixed metals. So you're going to see like my faucet, which is the brushed brass and flat mm-hmm. black. Those two-tone metals are big in right now, but really color is big. And, you know, like black, I've got black stainless steel appliances, but there's companies out there where you can order appliances and you pick the color and they send them out. I mean, True Residential does that. You know, I didn't want to be that trendy and go with that. I really liked the black stainless look because it fit with everything that I was doing. Because I kind of wanted more of that dark and light contrast in the kitchen. But really, texture and color is everywhere right now. And make sure you embrace that. That white subway tile that you see, that's been done to death. Yes. So walk away from that if you can. I mean, if you've got the house that fits in architecturally, that's great. But if you're doing it because you want to be leading edge, you're about a decade late.
Well, my whole thing is if this is your forever home, do what you want. Make it yours. Do what you want. However you want to do it, that's fine. If you are planning on eventually at any point selling the home, you're going to want to modernize the trend, the way that it looks. You don't want something that looks 40 years old. It's not going to sell as well in a modern market if it's not modernized.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Trends change so much quicker than they ever have. And I've said this before, but here's what happens. 10 or 15 years ago, a designer, I'd meet with a client, let's say. You know, we're going to do something completely different. This is going to be hot. It's not even out yet. You're going to be the first person I've ever known that we're doing this with.
Risky, but okay.
Okay, but you do that. You're okay, we're going to go do something crazy. And they go, oh my gosh, that's great. Let's do it.
Okay.
So you're off that direction. So now you order materials. By the time that gets installed and the time it gets photographed, it might be a year. And then the magazine comes in and goes, that's amazing what you did there. We're going to shoot that and we're going to put it up in our magazine. Awesome. 6 months later, it shows up in the magazine. So you've got 18 months from the time that you thought of it before it gets published where somebody can see it outside of the circle of friends. Now I can sit there and I can meet with the client and they can do a TikTok video you've shown them and it's out there, or they threw it up on Pinterest with their sketchboard, or they shared it on their social media.
It's out there now.
In months, I can see a design trend start to pop up, and in 6 months, there's those colors are sitting in Target. It's out.
It's everywhere. 18 months later, you're behind the ball.
Oh, man. And so those things are pivoting so much quicker just because of how they go together. And so what happens is that you're seeing trends change. You used to see trends almost like the decade. Hey, that's that 70s look.
Wallpaper.
You think about it. You got the avocado green, the dark cabinets, the shag carpet.
Yeah, 70s.
Total 70s. 80s, you think of the dusty blues and the roosters on the walls and some neon colors on something that was, you know, all of those 80s colors. You kind of get into it now where it's a 2 or 3 or 4 year trend and not the decade trend. So that's really changing going forward. But embrace color, embrace texture, all of those things, and have some fun with it. But enjoy it. That's the key right there. Enjoy it. And don't stress too much over it. But if you're doing something that you're going to get the resale out of it, you need to be a little safe and go for that mass appeal so you get your dollars out of it. This isn't about if you're selling it in a year and you're just going to clean it up to sell it. It's not about what you like. It's what the people
exactly.
that want to buy the house are going to like. And that's where the key is with that. So that's a key right there. You know, one of the biggest things that have changed over the last even 5 years is lighting.
How so?
Think about it, you know. 20, 30 years ago, you had the big fluorescent tubes that were in that recessed ceiling cloud of lights up there. And now we're LEDs everywhere. LEDs have taken over the market. They work great. The incandescent bulb, to me, is dead. You can do so many more things with LEDs, strip lights. I can put in a 1 or 2 inch LED light that's going to put out the same amount as that old floodlight did that was 6 inches, and it looks really good. It looks awesome. It just dials it in, and you don't even see where the light's coming from. What I don't like about old 6-inch can lights is you look into the room, and you see those big 6-inch bright spots everywhere.
Yep.
Nope. You don't want to mess with that. If you're doing a remodel, fix those lights, put it in so you don't see them, and then you're going to be good to go, and it's going to look like a much more updated kitchen. You can't see where the light's coming from. All right, we come back. Let's talk countertops just as soon as we're on the house returns.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G. Raise your
fist. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, producer Dane had to run out of the studio to get to a prior project that he's working on, so he is out of the studio, but that's okay. You've got me for the rest of the show here today. We've been talking about countertops. Is kind of the next thing in the kitchen design trends I wanted to talk about. And really, you're starting to see some new trends out there when it comes to materials that can be used in the kitchen. Like, for instance, I didn't go with the granite or marble or wood or concrete or even quartz. I actually went with a slab porcelain in my kitchen. So I used the DuPont Corian Endura. So it's a slab high-performance porcelain. And what I like about it is that it is very heat-resistant. So more heat-resistant than many granites, much more resistant than a lot of these things. So it's really the most durable countertop out there as far as it goes. So that's why I went that way in my kitchen and even bathroom. And I'm going to use that in my outdoor kitchen as well. So these are things that really I want you to think about. What's going to go well in your kitchen? Do you really like to cook hard? Are you worried about that pan? Because you really can't take that hot pan off the stove without putting something down on a quartz countertop or even a granite countertop for that matter. So these are things you want to really pay attention to when you're talking about countertops. Now, I want to talk a little bit here about bathroom design trends because we've got a lot to talk about here as well. So I'm going to kind of pop back and forth because some of these materials here, so we can cover both subjects today, some of these cross over really well. And one of those is ventilation. We were talking a little bit about that earlier, you know, getting that vent hood in the kitchen to go outside. But the bathroom is even as much or more important because you don't want mold, mildews, and stuff growing in that bathroom. So having that vent that goes outside, the window to me doesn't do it. Now, if there's no other option, that's one thing. But I'll be honest, a really good 110, 120 CFM bath fan that vents correctly outside of the house, not to the attic, not to a crawl space, but outside the building envelope is the way to go. My personal favorite, they don't pay me to say this, is Panasonic. That's who I've used in my house for my fans, and I've used them for years, and they've done really, really well. They're quiet, they've held up, and I can have humidity control, all these other things, motion control, depending on the fan that I put in there. So that's always been my favorite. Now, other companies are starting to catch up, but Panasonic for a long time has been an industry leader in bath fan ventilation. So really, when you think about it, when we're talking about future trends in bathrooms, some of the same things we see now are going on. Healthy homes. Healthy homes are a big deal, and they're going to be a big deal. So really, one of the biggest trends right now, bidet toilet seats. Whether it's a whole new toilet that has the bidet option or the add-on toilet seat, those are big. So when you're sitting there working on those kind of things, I want to make sure that you're spending some time in designing it out correctly. If you think you're going to add one day, while you're doing it, make sure that you add that electrical outlet that probably needs to be on a GFCI outlet, check your local building code, next to the toilet because that needs to have a place to plug in. Are there cheapy kind of low-grade bidet toilet seats that don't take power? Yeah. Are they desirable? Not really. You want to have that warm water hitting you, not the cold water. You want to have controls, you want to have those things. So really, I'll be honest, I don't recommend any of the non-powered bidet toilet seats. You're going to need power down there. So plan for that while you're doing that kitchen remodel. But that's a new trend. Only so many times people can run out of toilet paper and they can't get it at the grocery store that you probably should put one of those bidet toilet seats in. So at least you have an option. It's going to keep your laundry a lot cleaner. Trust me, it's not a bad way to go. So you're going to see that. You're going to see more surfaces that you can clean up easier. You know, I think you're going to see, as far as healthy homes, less of the wood countertops, even though those have been hot for a number of years. And a lot of those things that you can kind of sanitize, because that's an important thing. Now, we're starting to see that trend get away, and it's been going for about a decade now, but we're seeing more of it. The bathtubs are disappearing out of homes, especially in master bathrooms. that owner's suite, as some people call it. Those rooms, you're starting to see larger showers and less bathtubs. And I get that. I mean, it's some people are bath people. Totally respect you. I understand it. But I have a my plan is to add a hot tub for that. I'm not going to be taking a bath like a hot tub inside. Some people love to have them. I think they're a great option. I think having in a master suite, a luxury one where you've got a bathtub and a big shower is not a bad way to go if you've got the space. But really, you're starting to see more of those where we get back to having maybe one bathtub in the house for the kids, for somebody that's maybe needing some care, those kind of things. So that's really where the trend is showers are the way to go. And you're seeing a lot more of that. Now, for my house, we added a steam shower in from Thermasol, and that has aromatherapy, chromatherapy, and the steam, of course. So I wanted to do a steam shower to help this aging body of mine and be able to feel a little bit better about it. So that's one of those things that is an option out there. You can do that now without having to go to the gym, and you can do it in the privacy of your own home. So that's another thing that's a really good one. Heated floors, man. If you're doing any kind of a floor in a bathroom, it's so inexpensive now to put in that heated floor. That is one of those things that it's like a heated seat in the car. Once you've had it, man, you never want to lose that. You can do that in the kitchen as well. Having that heated surface in there, especially, you know, I mean, if you're in Florida where we've got a great listening audience, I get it. Maybe the heated floor isn't your thing. But getting up in the middle of the night or getting up to work in the morning and jumping in that shower, and the floor is heated out there. If you drip some water on the tile, it doesn't matter. It's going to dry off super quickly. All those things. Be really, really mindful of that. That is one of those things that I think you can really spend some time on. And that little expense is going to add a lot of value down the road. So think about that as well. Now, here's the thing I want to talk about before you do that kitchen and bath remodel. We've talked about this in design trends, but we get back to that healthy bit. Make sure that you've got any hard water or water quality issues taken care of on the front end. Because why put in a brand new kitchen and a brand new faucet or in a brand new bathroom and a brand new shower head if you've got hard water issues? There's a lot of different companies out there. I've been talking to our friends over at King Water Filters. Those guys have been really good. We've been talking about that as well. So there's a lot of cool different filtration units out there that are good for your home. So spend some time on that. You know, do your research. There's a lot of different companies out there. So more importantly, before you do any kind of a filtration thing, test the water. Make sure you know what you're trying to get rid of so you can get rid of the bad stuff and keep the good stuff there. Some minerals are great for you as a person, but they can be pretty bad for the plumbing fixtures around your home. So that's a key there. Now, one of the things, too, as far as bathroom trends you're seeing is tile style. Bold colors. Texture. Patterns. Huge right now. You know, I would say that the subway tile, except for classic homes where it fits, has died an ugly death. That is definitely on the backside of that trend. These days, you're seeing all these more Italian and Spanish-looking tiles. You're seeing great mid-century colors. There are so many things going on with style out there. It's endless. Some of the places that I like to find tile at that I really love, Z Collection is a local Northwest company here. Walker's Anger's got great stuff across the country. Do your research on where you're getting your tile from. But I tell you what, there are some great tile patterns out there that'll fit just about every budget and every price point, as well as fit well within your home. So be bold with that tile. Have some fun with it. And really make sure that it's being installed correctly. I know that's something that we kind of beat the dead horse here and around the house. But make sure if you're having that tile done correctly, that you're not just using that old 100-year-old technology. Make sure you're using the latest in mortars, the latest in grouts. I've been working with my buddy William White from Ardex, and the stuff that he's helped me specify for my project, absolutely groundbreaking materials from their, you know, X77 thin set that you could literally put on a wall and throw a concrete block at and have it stick to their grouts that I don't have to seal one day, or their epoxy adhesives and stuff that they've got, the epoxy type mortars, to even their caulking or their adhesives. You just got to find the right company out there. I love those guys because they're that German-engineered, super high-tech material that just overperforms. And I was really impressed with that material in my house, and it's one of those things that I've absolutely fallen in love with as far as adhesives go. It's turned out really well. So those guys are one to pay attention to. Don't just get stuck with those regular concrete grouts you get at the home center for your tile project because, man, you're going to regret having to go back and seal it and clean it because those are going to be issues for you, and I don't want to see that happen. When you can spend an extra $10 on a box of something and get it in there and get it right and have it where it's just going to be trouble-free, you're going to be so much better off. So a little time spending on getting the right materials makes life so much easier on the long run. That'll keep you from to clean it like you do with the old stuff. All right, we come back. We'll wrap up kitchen and bathrooms just as soon as Around the House returns.
All right. The band is drunk. It's the end of the show. Now drinking down, people. It's time to go. It's that time again. It's last call.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G., your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G. Dane Vauder had to leave. He's out on assignment on another project right now, so you've got me for the last little bit talking about, quite frankly, my expertise. This is what I've done for almost 30 years, kitchen and bath design. So we've been talking about kitchen and bathroom design trends. Now, here's the thing. This is one thing that I'm seeing in both kitchen and bathrooms. I think we are all over the place when it comes to woods, cabinetry, mirrors. You're seeing cabinets that look like they're 100-year-old rustic. You're seeing them fine-painted furniture. So there's a really wide swath of what you can do with woods and materials out there. And I just want you to not, you know, make it all look as one cohesive room, but having some smooth finish, some texture, that eclectic look is really hot right now. And I think, I'm not talking about going the you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines farmhouse look, but I'm just saying that you can mix and match a little bit and have some fun with it. But our trends are really going to colorful elegance, if I was going to try to describe what we're doing in design trends out there right now. And, you know, brass and golds are back. Not so much just the normal polished gold that was 1992, but really much more refined finishes. You're starting to see those really come back with the brushed and the multicolored stuff like we talked about. But really, I want you to think about when you're thinking about design trends around your house, to one, figure out what you like and embrace it. Two, do what you want to have fun with it. Because you know something? Those colors, a lot of these things, especially paint, my gosh, paint's inexpensive compared to tile or other things. So when in doubt, do some cool patterns, but paint the walls a different color. In 3 or 4 years, you're tired of it? Great, go paint them again. It's not that big a deal. So have some fun with it. Now, what I want to talk about with design trends is make sure that before you dive into these projects, that you understand what the scope of work's going to be. Because many times if you're putting in that new range and all those new appliances, you might need 4, 5, 6, 7 new circuits in your house for these things. That might require a panel upgrade. So think about that. There's cause and effect here with this stuff. If you're putting in that big clawfoot tub in the middle of the master suite, do you have a water heater that's 80 gallons that can handle that? Or do you need an on-demand unit? So really having a designer to work with you to plan out these things so you don't learn on your own project for the first time, that's going to be a key to pulling this stuff off. Because I really think that when you're talking about kitchen and bath design, hiring that professional, whether it's a DIY project or part of a holistic approach to this from a contractor and subcontractors, that designer is the key. So I really want you to take a look at it and check the credentials of your designer. Just because they're out there and it's somebody you heard of doesn't mean they're qualified to do in your project. There's some designers out there that have big names in your region that really have no certification, no training, and they're just calling themselves a designer. Now, there are states that have licensing, and I'm not a fan of that by any means, but take a look and find somebody that specializes in your project. I mean, if you're looking to do a kitchen project, hire a certified kitchen and bath designer from the National Kitchen and Bath Association. The same goes with the bathroom. You can go there, nkba.org, and find a designer that has passed their tests. That way you know who you're dealing with. That way you know, okay, this person has the credentials because they've taken these tests. They understand kitchens and bathrooms. So make sure you've got that. You know, there's a lot of great design build firms out there that have some great people on board. So just find the people you're going to work with. And no matter what, here's the one key. If you've got a designer, make sure they work well with your remodeler. If you're building a new house, that interior designer needs to work with that new contractor. So make sure that if you're doing that custom house, that that team works together. It needs to be like your favorite football team or basketball or baseball or whatever your sport is. It needs to work together as a team. And that's going to keep it working together because, as we know, with so many different things out there, with smart homes, smart showers, I've got probably one of the smartest bathrooms in the country because I speak on smart homes. I want to make sure that all this stuff works. I mean, I can watch Netflix in the shower while I'm sitting there taking a steam bath, you know, steam shower. I can be, you know, doing that. So these are things that I wanted to test out in my home. You know, I've got so many different high-tech things around. Maybe that's not for you. Maybe you're like, I don't want none of that stuff. Awesome. Enjoy it. But one other tip here that I want to give you, and just to circle back around before we run out of the end of the show here, is on kitchens. These days, and you might have heard me say this before last year, if you were listening last year, make sure that you, when you pick out appliances, I don't recommend mixing and matching anymore. I don't recommend putting two or three brands in your kitchen. I recommend maximum of two, and I want a lot of those pieces to be the same because a lot of these smart appliances now are talking to each other. That range and the hood should be the same brand. The cooktop and the hood should be the same brand. The dishwasher and refrigerator, some of these things are communicating now between each other to make sure that they're working correctly and all that stuff. So be careful mixing and matching. You could be creating other problems down the road because I don't want one speaking French, one English, and one German, and nobody knows what's going on between the appliances because that stuff matters now. So that's another tip to think forward because really, you want this to go smoothly. You want to use that thing like it's meant to be used. You don't want to go, oh man, I wish my dishwasher did this or it wasn't trying to do that. You know what time it is? That is the music playing in the background. That means it is time to go. If you missed part of the show, make sure you hit the podcast Around the House with Eric G on any podcast format. Make sure you follow us on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and including myself over on Clubhouse. For Dane Botter, I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.